I just think about it as being carefree. That's more where I go with it. I just think, oh, I'm kind of being carefree and frolicking through the woods.
I'm frolicking.
I rarely frolic through the woods.
I think you actually just frolicked last week.
I did. So, a little bit.
And I think that's okay. And it's funny because
I'm just like, why does it need a label? Like, okay, if I see a rope, I'm out frolicking through the woods, because that's what I do, and I see a rope over a creek, I might totally jump on that rope and swing out and jump in the creek.
Okay.
If I have on the proper clothing.
See, the adult just took over in you.
Yeah.
There went your frolicking attitude.
There went the frolicking attitude.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Adulthood is a Project. This is the show where two sisters discuss lessons learned and growth earned through the realities of life. I'm Charlie, this is my sister Casey, and we're your hosts.
In today's episode, we'll discuss reparenting oneself. We'll also discuss the ins and outs of taking responsibility and not just using it as a trending word. Let's get started.
Woo! Okay.
Man, the audience seems pretty excited.
I think they're psyched, probably because we're in another new location.
Mm-hmm.
Trying something out. For the listeners who only listen and don't view the full video, we're in the clubhouse today.
Trying it out.
Moving around the campground. Why not?
Why not?
We have all the space in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So clubhouse is a little more spacious than the trailer, in case you can't tell.
It's very spacious. It just doesn't have our cool gang colors.
I know.
So we'll have to bring a backdrop.
We'll have to redecorate.
Yeah. We'll initiate the clubhouse into the gang. I like it. So before we go very far today, it is Veterans Day.
Oh, yes. Thanks, veterans.
Thank you, veterans. Man. Yeah.
We have a lot of veterans in our lives.
We truly do. Our family, friends.
Friends.
So,
yeah.
And a lot of family members.
Yeah.
So we definitely want to send a big thank you to all the veterans out there.
Yep. And all those families that, you know, go through that.
Yeah.
Because it's a little rough, right? A little rough sending the kids off or the husband off or...
Yeah.
Anybody.
For sure.
So.
That it is.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Yes. All right. So, let's get down to this. Some reparenting.
Reparenting. Now, I feel like I'm an awesome parent.
Obviously.
So, I don't know about being a reparent, though.
Something you've ever taught yourself?
No.
Well,
before we go... I'm a little nervous for the quiz, though. That's what I'm saying.
You should be.
Oh, yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
No. Okay, listen. I don't actually think you should be.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a little fun. But I can't have you looking at the laptop. Now, I'm in charge of the quiz today.
Yes.
And no pressure, but you did make it 5 for 5 on your last quiz.
I know. Those holidays was pretty easy, awesome. Easy.
That was a good one. That was real good. So I'm going to see what happens today. Okay. But I kind of went on a limb.
Oh, gosh.
No, I think it's going to be okay because I truly think you remember this as much as I do. Okay? This is called... Fred or Instagram? Okay. So because we're talking about reparenting yourself or, you know, as the internet, like talk to your inner child while you ignore your actual bills, whatever.
Yeah.
So we're going to play Fred or Instagram. So I'm going to read you a quote and you tell me if it's from Drop Dead Fred.
Oh.
And for those of you that don't know Drop Dead Fred, which is a great movie.
Great movie.
It's literally about childhood trauma. And so she creates an imaginary friend as her coping mechanism for the main character. Right. So that's what it's about. So this is going to be Drop Dead Fred.
Yes.
Or Insta. Okay? Question one. The quote. When something smells bad, it's usually because it's your fault.
Fred?
Din, 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 din. Yes.
Okay.
Question number two. I'm not sick. You're the one that's sick. You're boring.
Oh, that's bread. Dun, 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 dun.
Question number three. Be the parent you needed when you were younger.
Insta.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Okay. Question four, or quote four, I should have said. You don't need permission to be yourself, unless it's from me, because I'm hilarious.
Fred?
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Mm-hmm. Hey. All right. And quote number five. You're four for four.
I know.
Okay. Your inner child doesn't need to be fixed. They need a hug.
Insta.
Dun, 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 dun. Dude. Five for five.
I rocked that. Well, that I feel like that good. Was kind of a little easy, though, honestly.
Okay, so honestly.
Because those Insta right. quotes were kind of, how do I say this nicely?
You probably don't.
They were lame.
What? Well, I was going to go, like, different movies that talked about reparenting.
Yeah.
Or childhood trauma, if you will. And I haven't watched Drop Dead Fred in, like, 3-4 years.
So yeah.
It has been a hot minute since I've seen it, but we did watch it a lot growing up.
We did. We did.
So I thought, man, I think this will work to just go off that and see. And yeah, the instance, my problem was trying to do, like, not Fred's voice, but not sound like, when I was doing the Insta, not sound like I wasn't quoting a movie.
Right.
So I had a little bit of a hard time with that. But anyway, I think it tied into, you know, the reparenting yourself, and because she had so much childhood trauma, you know, and as an adult, it all started coming back to her.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I'll be honest, I don't remember the movie super well to remember what her childhood trauma was. Just that her mom was a beast.
Yeah.
A super beast.
A super bee. Wanted her to be so perfect. And so every time she wasn't doing stuff perfect and she upset her or wasn't living that exact life, there was a lot of, you know, children are to be seen, not heard. Really, she didn't even want them to be seen.
Well.
Kind of stuff.
Shoot, I probably traumatized my kids.
Like, not the trauma people have today, I don't think, but.
Yeah.
So, okay, so before we dig too far into this, though, I think we should define reparenting.
Oh, yeah. So what?
So.
What is it?
It's the process of giving yourself the emotional support, boundaries, and care that you may not have received as a child. So that's the idea behind it.
Okay.
Is.
And. Okay, so sometimes with the reparenting. I know it's a word, but is it actually a thing? Like, is this something that people do?
I think so. I think it's definitely used in therapy.
Okay.
And stuff. And it's definitely, I think it's taken, I don't want to say out of context. I don't know if that's right. People that don't understand it would take it out of context.
Right. Well, because I hear it. Right. And I think, oh, you're blaming your parent for whatever silly thing you're doing as an adult that, you know, I mean, oh, I hit my kids because my mom hit me. Okay, well, you're an adult and you know better, so.
Right.
Knock it off.
Or, my mom didn't love me enough when I was younger, so I don't know how to love anyone now, and that's why I treat people like shit. Okay. I mean, at some point,
yeah,
take responsibility for your actions.
So when I hear, like, reparenting, I just think to myself, but I guess it's more like maybe they're calling it that because, like, when you're saying, like, take responsibility for yourself, take ownership of yourself, because as kids, who's responsible for you? Your parents.
Right.
Right. Your parents are responsible for taking care of you and trying to make sure that you know how to behave and whatnot.
Right.
So now, as an adult, it's more just you are now taking ownership of yourself. Right? Like,
yeah,
saying,
absolutely.
I'm responsible for myself.
Well, there's a lot. And you guys, I don't know how to tell you this, but we are not licensed therapists. So I know that's going to come as a shock to you at this point. in this Shocker. Podcast. I mean, we're doctors. We've been gynecologists. We're, yeah. you know.
So
we know it all. But so, yeah, I'm not a licensed therapist. However, you're not either.
I'm definitely not.
But I think it covers in such a big respect of stuff. Because say you had a great childhood, in a way. Let's just say you had a good one.
Yeah.
But maybe you just didn't have a good sense of self-worth. And okay. you start digging into that as an adult.
And you figure out that you don't have it because of something that happened in your childhood.
Right.
Like, it could actually have nothing to do with your parents. It could have something to do with
it could be a the teacher.
Way, yeah. Yeah, let's blame the teachers.
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
But it could have
something to do with... I mean, they get paid enough to handle everything.
Duh. But it could have something to do with, you know, like at school, maybe you're not getting along with people there.
Sure.
And, okay. I think I feel like I understand it a little bit better now. Whereas when I hear the word, I just think, oh my God, they're saying their parent didn't take care of them well enough.
Probably their narcissistic parent. We got to get all the buzzwords in.
Buzzword.
It's I didn't heal my inner child.
All my childhood traumas coming back yes. to me.
Yes.
Okay.
So now I think it's sometimes a lot of stuff of maybe even understanding your emotional regulation.
Oh, okay.
If you might have been a kid who got everything handed to you, so you never learned how to regulate yourself if you didn't get what you wanted.
That's a hard one. It yeah. is hard.
Yeah.
You could be somebody who just gets angry really easy, like shove coat hangers up your sister's nose.
Who would type, do that?
Who? And even still yell at her sometimes whenever a screwdriver doesn't work properly. But I would say you don't shove the screwdriver up my nose anymore.
I did not shove it up your nose. I learned to emotionally regulate myself.
Yeah.
Because I worked on my inner child.
Yeah. Good job.
See, and it's funny because when I started working on some of that stuff, I don't think it was, I by no means was I doing it thinking my mom wasn't there. It was more me realizing as an adult things I needed to change.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Because at the time, I don't even know if I'd really understood that reparenting term.
Right. I don't think I've ever even thought about inner child work.
Okay.
I don't. And I think maybe it's just because I don't correlate some of my behaviors to the way I was as a kid.
Well, I see you not wanting to ride the bicycle around the park sometimes. We used to ride bikes all the time as a kid.
We did.
I still like to color.
I don't.
Okay. What else? If I see a swing set.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely
I'm going for a jaunt.
I'm going to get on the swing. But I don't think of that as like an inner child thing. I just think, well, that seems like fun.
Yeah. Well, I would agree. I don't necessarily think of that as me healing my inner child when I do any of that stuff. But I can realize as I'm doing it, this is going to sound really lame. But it's almost a sense of childlike joy.
Yeah.
When I'm swinging, I am rarely thinking about, what am I going to cook for dinner? Or what do I need to get at the grocery store? I'm just literally swinging. Or if I'm coloring, I can have music going and color. And I'm just looking at like, ooh, should I do turquoise next or pink?
Okay.
Tough choice. Yellow might get thrown in there too. And so it's all almost allowing that inner child of not thinking of adult responsibilities sometimes.
Oh, okay. I've never thought about having an inner child. I just think about it as being carefree. That's more where I go with it. I just think, oh, I'm kind of being carefree and frolicking through the woods.
I'm frolicking.
I rarely frolic through the woods.
I think you actually just frolicked last week.
I did. So, a little bit.
And I think that's okay. And it's funny because
that's what I think is, I'm just like, why does it need a label if I'm, if I'm swinging, I'm swinging because I want to go swinging.
On the swing set.
On a swing set.
Like, on a swing set.
That's a different episode.
You
want to
go swinging too, but that's fine. No judgment
here. If you see, like, okay, if I see a rope, I'm out frolicking through the woods, because that's what I do, and I see a rope over a creek, I might totally jump on that rope and swing out and jump in the creek.
Okay.
If I have on the proper clothing.
See, the adult just took over in you.
Yeah.
There went your frolicking attitude.
There went the frolicking attitude. But I just think, that's not, I don't ever think, oh, that's my inner child coming out. I just think, oh, do I want to be wild today? Do I want to be carefree with that? Fair. No, in general, I don't, because I don't want to have the wet clothes while I'm frolicking back to my car.
Right. You know, I think before the term, because you said it, you said, why did we make this a term? And I was thinking the same thing in my head right before you said it, because I thought, why did we have to make it a term?
Why?
I think everyone was kind of, I wouldn't say everyone was doing it by any means.
Yes.
But people were doing that kind of stuff. And then you start putting a term on it. And as I said, I almost feel silly saying, oh, I'm letting my inner child out. Like, because that's not what I felt like I was doing. But if I'm in the proper attire as well, and I'm out frolicking and saw that rope swing, there's a good chance of like, that just looks like fun. Let's go. As I'm flying through the air and let go, I'd be like, dude, that was awesome. Actually, I'd probably pee in my pants.
I'm like,
I'd be a little scared as an adult now.
It'd be about the time I swung out there. I'd be like, you know what? I don't know that you're going to recuperate as quickly as you would have when you were 15.
Yes.
Get your ass back on.
Yeah, what are you thinking?
Get back.
Hold
over
on
there.
To the rope. Don't let loose.
Yeah. I think it was because I was thinking about this one time, is a couple years ago. It was at Thanksgiving, and our friend had come down, and I took her out to this big playground in Tulsa. It's called the Gathering Place.
Oh, that place
there?
Is so
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, that place is cool.
Yeah.
And it was a rainy day, and nobody was out, but we wanted to go out before Thanksgiving dinner and just do something fun. And so I was like, let's go to the Gathering Place. And so the kids and I took her out, and we were playing around on the playground, and the kids are trying to talk me into going down this slide. And I'm like, yeah, we're going to do this. And I sent the flower child down first. And she took all the water because it was raining, right? So she took all the water off the slide.
Thanks. The sacrifice.
Thanks, flower child.
She's going to need to reparent herself.
And then I, as I saw her come flying off the end of that slide, I thought, oh, this is probably not a good idea for me. Now, had she not flown so quick off of it, I would have gone down the slide.
You've
still
done it, yeah.
And then she was upset because she's like, Mom, I took all the water off the slide and you're not even going to go down it. I was like, man, I saw how far you flew off that thing. I'm good. Yeah. But that's more just trying to be aware of what my body can recover from as quickly.
Fair.
At this point in life.
You might need to just try coloring.
Maybe so.
Hope you don't get a
carpal tunnel.
It's like, what's that thing with your hand?
Oh, jeez. So I think that's just my problem. It's such a buzzword. And then I think maybe people aren't even using it right. A lot like the narcissist thing.
I would agree.
Yeah.
100% because then it turns into, like, what's the difference between if you're really trying to do some inner work?
Yeah.
Or are you just not going to take accountability for actions?
Yeah, because at
or
that
use
point,
an excuse.
Yeah, because at that point you can be like, oh, I'm reparenting myself because my parents sucked. And so, yeah. What do we do with that?
And you know, it's crazy you ask that because I don't always know that people are doing the reparenting because their parents suck. Because I've talk to people who are like, man, my parents sucked. And they'll tell me a story. And I'm like, wow. I mean, I truly feel bad for them. I can't imagine growing up like that. And they're perfectly functioning adults. They don't blame anyone. They realize, you know, I don't want to be like that.
Right.
Because I know what that felt like. And so they take that as a, I guess, it's not that they're trying to do the inner work. And not because they're not one of, they're just not a person that does that. They just, hey, this didn't work when it happened to me as a kid, so I'm not going to do that to my kids. And they just learned from it and moved on and said, I don't want to do that.
Right.
And then you hear other people who talk about their horrible childhood and...
And now they have to reparent themselves because they didn't have the parents they deserved growing up.
Right. And it's so there's a real thin line in there.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, I do believe in it. I just didn't call it that. So then it's, you know, it's still the same thing, whether I call it one thing and you call it another thing.
It is.
You know, doing the healing. I think you got to just be real careful about if you are someone who wants to use that term of, hey, I've got to heal my inner child. Are you actually going to do that? Or are you using that as an excuse to not take responsibility for some of the choices you may have made at this point?
Right. Like, I don't feel like I should be able to say I'm healing my inner child and just go frolic through the woods all day instead of go to work.
True.
Because
that would be fun, though.
You know, or people who want to just maybe play video games all day or something because they didn't get to when they were growing up.
Right. And then at the same time, there is a level of seeing someone play the video games and they're like, I'm just having fun because we didn't even get to do that when I was a kid.
Sure.
But they're not spending all day doing it.
Yeah.
They did it at an arcade. They went to the arcade and knocked out an afternoon or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. But.
And, you know, I'm not even saying, listen, if you want to spend a whole day playing video games, do it. It's just.
Don't do it for a month straight.
Right.
And then complain because you can't find a job because no one will hire you. But you weren't looking for a job because you're playing a video game all day. But you had to play a video game because you're reparenting yourself.
Yeah.
Some bullshit.
That's what I'm talking about. It's just.
I get that.
I think it's a matter of how these words are getting used and by whom.
Right.
And what their actions are actually doing instead of...
Well, are you using that time to truly heal something?
Right. So,
I don't know that I want to get into the whole story because, well, it's kind of boring, but for some people I would think it is. If one of mine was some self-worth stuff.
Okay.
And if... because if I told you, you'd be like, you're so stupid. Because we had pretty much the same childhood.
We did.
And you're like, I don't have that problem. I'm like, that's so weird. Oh, in fact, we talked about it, about something the other day.
Yeah.
And I said, it's funny because I've always kind of worked through that as the years have gone on. But I never use it as an excuse to be like, oh, I have low self-esteem or I don't know how to set boundaries. Because I don't set boundaries because my worth was tied to this. I have, as I learned what like connected the two, I've maybe said that of, well, I didn't know how to set boundaries for a long time.
Right.
Because my worth was on what could I do for you.
Right.
So how was I helping you? How was it? I can go clear back to my childhood and guess what? There's still stuff happening in my 20s well past me being in my parents' house.
Right.
It wasn't just that. Some of that was my personality or things I had picked up.
And I know that we have definitely had discussions where we'll talk about how certain aspects of our childhood maybe shaped how we treat people or, you know, tiptoe around people because that's what we were taught to do. And.
Or make inappropriate jokes.
And. I'm going to tell you my first inappropriate joke, I didn't even know was inappropriate. And there I was. It was, I think, kindergarten, show and tell or something. And it wasn't even show and tell. We had to ask somebody questions. We had to interview an adult family member. And guess who I chose? Go ahead, guess.
Dad?
I chose Dad.
What?
And one of the questions was, what's your favorite color? And he said,
pussy pink.
Titty pink.
Oh.
I thought that was a real color. I proudly announced it to the whole class.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I did.
Oh, my God.
And at that point, the teacher cut me off and said I could not finish my interview questions.
Can you imagine?
I can't imagine.
You've been a teacher, but I'm also in my head going, oh, my God.
Wow. And I didn't know that it was bad.
Sure.
I honestly thought, I really thought titty pink was a color. And I was really confused why it was not in the color box.
That's not the shade of the titty pink I use. What titty pink did you get? Oh, Dad was awesome.
Yeah, he was.
For so many pinks.
I think to myself, well, he knew that I was going to have to read that out loud in front of my class.
Right. And I wonder how we learned inappropriate jokes. Weird.
My class thought it was funny.
I mean, and I say that, but you just had a classroom full of some degenerates.
Right. I didn't even understand why it was funny. I was like, yeah, my dad loves titty pink. And the teacher's like, that's enough, Casey. You're done with your interview questions. I was like, okay.
I didn't even get to tell you Dad's favorite food. not even done.
Woo! So, that's how we learn inappropriate jokes right there, kids.
Yeah, that is how that works out. And you could have grown up and said,
I don't like my titties being pink. That could have traumatized me.
It could have, to where you shamed your body the rest of your life.
Shamed my body for not having the proper titty pink.
Right.
It didn't
matter. And it would have been Dad's fault.
Would have been Dad's fault. Obviously.
Next thing you know.
Next thing you know, I got to reparent myself.
Yeah. And let everyone know your favorite color is turquoise and regular pink.
Yeah,
not to.
I love all colors of pink. So,
Racist? What about people that are racist? I don't think this really goes into that, but. Like, my dad was like that, so I do that. You're like, dude.
Yes.
Be an adult here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think more like a redneck.
I am this way because my parent was this way. Yeah. That's how they taught me.
Right.
Well. My dad taught me that strippers and prostitutes were awesome. True. And I did not become one either.
I know. So you're really disappointment in his eyes, I'm sure.
Fuck yeah.
I'll reparent you through it. Go swinging. Oh, man. But, you know, as we were kind of saying, like, you got to look at how does that show up in real life?
Yes.
And as I was saying with my, you know, some of that self-worth stuff, it showed up as me. A lot of it started with the setting boundaries.
I can see that.
And that felt really uncomfortable, honestly, at first, until I started really, like, unpacking it and doing it more often.
Sure.
And again, I wasn't really using that as a, oh, I need to reparent myself, because I didn't even connect that type of stuff to it at the time. Right. I started with, oh, I need to set boundaries. And as I was setting them, I started trying to just like delve into, why is it hard for me to do this?
Why? Yeah. I think, and I recently, very recently, just learned, well, not so much just learned it about myself. I've always known that I don't trust people. I don't trust people's words. I don't. But I think at this point, like very recently, I've traced it back to why maybe I don't. And it was something in the childhood.
Mm.
I don't know that I want to heal that part of myself, though. Because
I think that's okay.
Because I feel like it's a protective rule of mine. And I think it served me well. To not trust people's words.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because what if you do look back, you can see where you could have been reparented and had perhaps what society would call more well-rounded ways of dealing with things, I guess. And instead you took it and you said, well, I could see how I could fix that, but it's actually done me well over the years. So I'm going to stick with it.
Yeah. And I feel like it does serve me well. So that's why I don't. I don't think I need to reparent that part of myself.
Do you think it's interesting that you went back to find out where it came from, though? Like, what got you there?
You know what? I think it was because of a conversation that you and I had had.
Oh.
About how you were like, I figured out why I don't like this, and it was from childhood, and I thought, I kind of rolled my eyes at her, I'm not going to lie, I was kind of like, oh my gosh, this is fucking idiot.
And I was not saying anything about reparenting myself, I just...
She wasn't.
I was like, oh, I remember this from our childhood.
She was just talking about probably boundaries or something, I don't
probably
know. I wasn't listening that well.
It's when we have these deep conversations that we really connect. And, you know, I have to remember my childhood of always feeling heard.
Yeah. And so we were talking about doing a podcast episode on forgiveness. It was our forgiveness episode.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure you'll remember when I was making little notes where I was like, I just realized something about myself.
Yes, I actually do now that you said that. I was like, I feel like I know where the story's going, but I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so that's where it came up. And I thought, huh, interesting. Why am I this way? And I figured it out pretty quickly. It was pretty easy to trace back to the trauma that had happened to me. And I just used that trauma for good.
Yeah, instead of blaming others.
Yeah.
Or being a total B, you're just saying, how can I use that for good?
Right.
You use it as a tool.
Put that in my little toolbox.
Right up here. But it is crazy to think, like, how it, you know, has blown up, that everyone's saying it now.
Yeah, and I think that's where I have the problem with it, is just, it's the same thing with the, what we've talked about, with the buzzwords and such.
Right.
Where not everybody you know is a narcissist. They just aren't.
Right.
And just because you want to go swing on the swing set doesn't mean you're reparenting yourself.
Yeah, you're just having fun.
It just means you're trying to be a little carefree for about 5 minutes.
Yeah. And again, though, if you do want to do the reparenting, like, absolutely do it.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just understanding it.
Yes.
It's, you know, so many people are saying it to jump more on the trend. The buzzword on it, or that's what social media is kicking in, and that's what we're all doing is reparenting ourselves. I mean, I've heard, probably not heard, that is not a true statement. I have seen on social media where you get a 17-year-old, I am totally having to reparent myself. You are 17, like you're still a child.
Yes.
And it's because they're hearing that term.
Right.
And I don't think they fully understand it.
I'm sure they don't. I mean, I didn't really fully understand it until we talked about doing this episode.
And you came to be a licensed therapist.
Obviously. But it's a term that I kept hearing. And in my mind, I kept thinking, these people are idiots.
Right.
But really, they're not. If they're actually doing the healing process that they need to be doing, it's a good thing.
Absolutely.
We're all about bettering yourself.
Well,
and personal growth.
And I think that leads us to our lesson learned and growth earned is on this. Whatever you want to call it reparenting or inner child work, it can be a very useful tool in understanding yourself and growing as an individual. Just be sure you don't use it to place blame or not take accountability for your own choices. But really, go have fun, because we all deserve a day on the swings once in a while.
I like to swing once in a while.
Who doesn't?
In our next episode, we're going to talk about body neutrality. You're going to get our hot take on it. Until next time, go out there and be your favorite self.
And if you're enjoying what you hear, please leave us a review. We absolutely love hearing from you. Leave us a note in the comments. We like chit-chatting too. And like and share it on your favorite listening platform so it helps others find us.